Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We commit this day to you so as to establish our thoughts, attitudes, and action in freedom, in the beauty, in the wonderful love that you have given us in Christ Jesus. Thank you for freedom. You set us free, and the freedom is to be who you always made us to be. You made us to be your children in your presence, in fellowship, in a wonderful inheritance, to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, and shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Galatians 5, verse 11 to 15. As for the rumor that I continue to preach the ways of circumcision, as I did in those pre-Damascus Road days, that's absurd. Why would I still be persecuted then? If I were preaching that old message, no one would be offended if I mentioned the cross now and then. It would be so watered down, it wouldn't matter one way or the other. Why don't these agitators, obsessive as they are about circumcision, why don't they go all the way and castrate themselves? It's absolutely clear that God has called you to a free life. Just make sure that you don't use this freedom as an excuse to do whatever you want to do and destroy your freedom. Rather, use your freedom to serve one another in love. That's how freedom grows. For everything we know about God's word is summed up in a single sentence: love others as you love yourself. That's an act of true freedom. If you bite and ravage each other, watch out. In no time at all, you will be annihilating each other. And where will your precious freedom be then?
Hallelujah. So here we just see, you know, we've been called to freedom, and the freedom is to be what God made us to be. The original intention, He's restored us to that original intention, and that's what the power of the cross is all about. The power of the cross is God's love for us, knowing His divine plan, and Jesus knowing the divine plan, that He was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the earth, He was willing to come. So He took up the cross by coming and living the life of our design. And that we can see, it was no big shot straight away, no power straight away, but just the power just to stand and be a child in the light, pushing in. So it's all the baby stuff first, and then the young man stuff. And then the Son, being a Son of God, led by power, showing the beautiful picture of the path of redemption, the path of holiness, the highway of righteousness. And then He died so that we can have it, set free the captives that were waiting, the Old Testament guys, Hebrews 11 people, and then went up into heaven, and the doors were opened up, and the Spirit was poured out so we could have the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, the kingdom realities. And that's the reality, guys. And that is what we've got to be pushing into. Now, a wonderful book about this, and it's just one chapter, it's Jude. And go read that. It talks about not being clouds without water, and yeah, living in the flesh and not in the Spirit. So that's what it's about there. And yeah, be blessed, guys, because you are blessed, and look to the Lord. So repentance needs to be a daily thing, and repentance is keeping your mind in line with the Lord and His answers, calling on Him, running to Him, calling upon Him, and staying in the light as He's in the light. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.